Our entire life is simply an exercise in investment. We have certain resources and we invest it. Every moment of our lives, we invest our time, we invest our energy, we invest our focus. These are resources. Time is a resource. Energy is a resource. You won't have time all the time. You won't have this energy every time. When you become an old person, you won't have it. So you are a young person, you are full of energy, you are full of focus, and you invest those resources. You might invest your money in certain instruments or in the bank. You might invest your talents. You might invest some other resources that you have. So life is just about investing your resources. Your attention is a resource. You invest your attention in listening to certain people, in watching some content. You read a book. You are investing your time and your energy in that book. So a person has 24 hours in a day. And that time is a resource. It has to be invested somewhere. Either you invest it in a productive thing, which will give you good returns, or you invest it in a non-productive thing, which will give you less returns, or sometimes negative returns. It will eat up all that you have. And those things are called distractions. So you should be very cautious as to where you are investing your resources, your time, your youthful energy, your focus, your attention, your money, your talent, your words. You should not invest your words everywhere. You should not keep blabbering. Be a man of few words. So every resource that you have has to be judiciously invested. And then you will get the returns. If you invest your time and energy in reading a book, you will get the returns. It will be knowledge. It might be money in the long run. Everything. A career. If you invest your time and energy in learning the guitar, it will reap you returns. When Paul McCartney was learning to play the guitar as a teenager, he didn't know that after a decade or so, it will give him enormous returns. So you don't invest with the intention of immediate gratification. You invest with the intention of building up, piling up the reserve of your effort. Your effort is pouring in just like a drop of water into the tank, one drop at a time, till the tank is full. So it is very important to continuously invest. And people who continuously, on a sustained basis, invest their resources in productive things, they have two advantages. First, they learn the art of investing. So if a farmer sows a seed, that is also a resource. A seed is a resource. So he sows a seed and he gets a crop. That is a return. As you sow, so shall you reap. Now, if he sows 1,000 seeds in his field, he might not get 1,000 crops. Maybe 100 seeds don't work because he hasn't sown them properly. Say 900 of them give crops. Out of those 900, 200 don't give good crops. Only 700 give good crops. So he has a 70% efficiency, right? 700 out of 1,000 seeds. But this 70% is good. If he keeps improving, it might become 80%, 90%. So if he keeps learning how to sow the seed, he will perfect the art of investment. So also, when you keep pouring in the effort, when you keep investing your resource in a certain endeavor for a certain purpose, you perfect the art of investment. And when you perfect the art of investment, the yields are more. You will be able to cover more chapters when you study. You will be able to score more points when you play a game. You'll be able to run greater distance in a marathon. So investment on a sustained basis, first of all, gives you this learning the art of investment and perfection. The second thing that it gives you is the creation of secondary resources. So you are investing primary resources, your time, your energy. These are primary resources. But just consider an example. If you keep investing heat and pressure, if you keep putting heat and pressure on sedimentary and igneous rocks, then over thousands of years, they will eventually convert into metamorphic rocks. That's how metamorphic rocks such as marble and gneiss are formed. Similarly, the tectonic plates of Eurasia and the Indian subcontinent collided millions of years back. But continuous and sustained investment of that collision, of that force, of that effort, created the mighty Himalayas, which went above 8,000 meters. So a new resource, the Himalayas, were created. They were only tectonic plates earlier. Those were the primary resources. But a secondary resource, the mighty Himalayas, were created. Similarly, tiny streams of water eroded the Himalayas for millions and millions of years and created the mighty perennial rivers, the Ganges, the Brahmaputra, the Indus. So, again, new secondary resources are created. The perennial rivers weren't there. They are created because of sustained investment of this effort. So also, if you keep giving sustained investment of your effort, your time, your energy for a particular task, new secondary resources, absolutely new and unprecedented resources, will be created. And when you invest those secondary resources somewhere, they will give you unthinkable amount of returns. So much so that you will climb up to the 0.01%. 99.9% of the world will be under your feet. And when you look down, you'll see, oh my God, the entire world is under me. And the entire world will look upon you and say, oh my goodness, this person has become a celebrity. This person has become Albert Einstein. He's become Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Muhammad Ali. How did he go at that position? I mean, we are working hard. We are jumping, but we are unable to go to that position. And they will not be able to go because they are simply jumping, but they are not committed enough to invest their primary resources on a sustained basis. And if that is not done by them, they will not be able to create secondary resources. And without secondary resources, they will never get that amount of leap that you have got. So what are those secondary resources? Say, for example, a business, all right? A business starts with some initial capital. That initial capital creates a running business. But when that business sustains over a period of time, when effort, hard work, money, new technology, everything is continuously, sustainably invested in that business over a period of time, then all of a sudden, whenever a new technology comes, or all of a sudden it might be able to click its R&D and create a whole new product, all right? And that will make it leap, that will make it jump into a much higher position in the industry. This is the creation of secondary resource. For example, a company such as Google, opened with just a few employees, opened with just a small office, but it continuously gave in that effort, it continuously stayed in the race, continuously kept investing, and then, boom, the AI revolution came, and it came to the fore. Boom, the revolution in YouTube came, All right? And the multimedia craze started, and YouTube was the product of Google. So whenever these revolutions came, YouTube could encash on that because it was continuously investing and it could create the secondary resources. So when you continuously study hard in your school, you keep studying hard, class 1, class 2, class 3, class 9, class 10, 11, 12. You spend 12 years of your life. Then you study hard in your college. And then all of a sudden, you crack a competitive examination. Or you go and get a top job. And you really make your career big. And then you realize that all those years of my hard work and investing my time and energy in my textbooks finally gave me results. So that was because after 12 years of schooling, after 3 or 4 years of university, a new secondary resource was created. You could now analyze things very quickly, or you could now go to stage and speak very smartly, so that you became a bureaucrat, so that you became a scientist or an engineer or a doctor, using skills which couldn't have developed overnight, but it took a sustained effort to develop those skills. That is the thing, man. When you see great players, for example, when you watch badminton, you see the matches of Lee Chong Wei and Lin Dan and other great players. I mean, the delicate shots that they hit, the delicate net shots, or the fine tuning of the shots that they hit doesn't develop overnight. They have been playing for decades, and that's why they could develop those secondary resources, those fine-tuned expert shots, which a newcomer cannot develop. So a newcomer might be thinking, oh my goodness, I'm trying my level best for so many days, I'm not being able to play that net shot. Man, you have your time, your energy, you have your attention, your dedication, you have all those resources. Keep investing them continuously, sustainably, with the Mamba mentality, and 10 years down the line, you will develop secondary resources which will enable you to make those expert shots. There is no other alternative. There is no other substitute. So when you continuously invest, first you learn the art of investing, and second you develop secondary resources to take you to a whole new level. Otherwise, just like all the other people, 99.9% of the people, you will keep wondering and wondering and wondering, but never reach to that top 0.1%. As Shakespeare wrote in Julius Caesar, that if you don't take the high tide in your life, then if you don't take the current when it serves, if you don't take the high tide, then you will forever live in shallows and in miseries. So when you have this opportunity, take it when it serves, or you'll lose all your ventures.